You are now listening to The Social Scene with Jay-Z here at Jay-Z Social Enterprises.
Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I have a fabulous guest on the line from Houston, Texas, who is YouTube comedian and actor Phil Wade. Hi, Phil. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm so honored.
Of course. I am so excited to have you, and I definitely want you to do some improv while we're on today. But in the meantime, let's talk about your YouTube sensation of Trey Songz. So how did that come about?
Wow. My friends and I, we were just having fun. We've been knowing each other since college, and we were just hanging out, just having some fun. And then I was hungry, and so I said, and so my friends recorded me, snuck up on me, if you've seen the video, and they put it on YouTube and put it on Twitter. Needless to say, I was a teacher at the time, so I'm teaching on my job or whatever. When I get off of work, I see it's on Worldstar, HipHop.com, and a bunch of other sites, and everybody was telling me, dude, your video's going viral. I was like, what does that mean? What do you mean it's going viral? Because Trey Songz had actually seen the video, and he said hilarious, and then it just went on fire, and everybody was like, what's hilarious? What's hilarious?
That's awesome. So did he contact you?
Yeah, actually, anytime he comes up, comes to Houston or anything, I see him, and he actually made a response video to the video that I made of me impersonating him. So that was pretty cool. And when I see him, he's in Houston, the radio station here, we usually see each other, and it's always all love. So it's really tight. You know, he's a really cool person, down to earth. You know, no issues at all. He always shows love when he comes to Houston.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this was completely unintentional. I mean, obviously, because I watched the video, it was hilarious. Like, you were just looking at the computer, jamming out to whatever you felt like. And then you look at the camera like, what's going on here?
Like, exactly. Like, what is going on? Like, my friends are always around the camera, you know, have cameras in their hands. And in this day and time of social media, somebody's always watching you. So it was just so funny, so unintentional. And then I just had an opportunity to just have fun with it. And luckily for me, you know, the people just really were attracted to the comedy in it. So,
it was absolutely awesome. And then you also have a Ray Charles impersonation that you did, which was very funny.
Yes, I'm actually in this show called the Motown Review here in Houston. Last year, there were over 40,000 people here on Memorial Day weekend. And I got the opportunity to perform some Ray Charles. So after watching the movie Ray with Jamie Foxx, you know, that's one of my role models. I love that dude.
Yeah. But, you're like right on point. Like the way that you act and everything. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. So I've had a lot of practice at doing. Sometimes I can't turn it off. So when I put on shades, it's pretty much showtime. You know?
Love it. Well, they look so natural on you. So it's obviously just a natural thing for you to just start acting, you know?
Yes, and I love it, you know, and people will say, singing isn't your thing? Well, yeah, singing is my thing, but I love acting. I can act like I'm singing like this person or that person, or I can sing like myself. It really doesn't matter, you know, it's just all art. I'm in love with just the art of performing, so I have a lot of fun with a lot of different avenues.
Absolutely.
Say, it's too much, but I love it all, yeah.
Why not? Why can't you do it all? Seriously.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So who would you say is like an idol of yours that you look up to?
An idol of mine is definitely Jamie Foxx. You can hear it in inspirations of artists that I picked up on as I came about, but you can hear it in my music. You can hear the inspiration. I love his diversity. I have diversity such as that. And I don't know. I just pick up a lot of things since he was in Living Color a long time ago, from his stand-ups and all that other stuff. I admire him and his variety, his approach. He's funny, and I really cool a lot. He's a big humanitarian as well. I love all those things about him. So if you want to see more about me instead of Jamie Foxx, he has more money than I do. So I'm going to talk about me. If you want to see me, definitely go to my website, Phil Wade Online, or Mr. Phil Wade on Instagram, and I'm always acting crazy on there. You can get more doses of Phil Wade opposed to Jamie. But yeah, big up to that dude, though.
Yeah. Well, he's a man of many trades, too, like you were saying. I mean, he's absolutely a comedian. He's an actor. He sings and he dresses well, just like you. So you guys have a lot in common.
Yes. Yeah, we do. We do. And I'm grateful for the compliments. I'm grateful when people tell me, you might be a Jamie Foxx, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's really cool to get those compliments. It gives me that affirmation that I must be doing something right, you know.
Absolutely. Have you ever met him before or no?
No, I've never met him before. You know, I've had people say, man, Phil Wade, Jamie Foxx's manager, blah, blah, blah. His old friend, blah, 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 heard your music or something like that. So it's always like 5 or 7 degrees of separation, you know. So I'm sure that... you know, I'll be meeting him soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely down the road, I'm sure that will be something that will happen. So let's talk about your singing and songwriting. So you have a song called The Party Line, which I personally really like myself.
Oh, thank you. You have to learn to dance, too.
I know.
Yeah. So The Party Line is just another opportunity that came about because when people saw the Trey songs and the other videos, they were like, oh, he can kind of sing a little bit. So me and my friends are like, hey, well, let's start singing. Let's make a CD. Why don't we and sell it and have concerts and shows? You know, we just need a way to capitalize. And so luckily for me, you know, I've just been in a blessed position to where people really love that song. And I get emails from people who are in the military overseas. They're listening to the music or they saying they're having their company, a battalion doing the Party Line, or people in senior citizen homes or at schools, little elementary schools, up even doing a dance on YouTube or something like that. So it's been a crazy opportunity. Definitely a blessing to be able to sing something and people actually like it.
Absolutely. Now, what inspires the lyrics?
Man, this comes from a groovy place. I'm a groovy dude. You know, I like I like the groove. I like to party. I like to just kind of sway a little bit. I just have to show you my dance moves one day if I'm ever in your city. But yeah, I just love the groove. I love the bass line of it. It's about having fun. I like to sing about love. I like to sing about just inspirational songs and things of that nature. I love positive things, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't think too much about crying and hurt, you know, not to say that I've never been hurt before, but yeah, I sing a lot about love and power and all that good stuff.
Right. You try to continue to bring on positivity rather than focusing on, you know, the sad parts of life all the time.
For sure. For sure.
Absolutely. For sure. So you also did an improv for food. Like, was there a favorite food that you liked or something? Like, what inspired that?
Oh, man, I just have passion for food. And, you know, I'm always, like, I'm a pretty slender guy, but I've always liked food. My grandmother used to bake me biscuits and cakes, and I've just been surrounded by good food all my life. Soul food, all types of food. My family likes to travel, so I've been here and there, and I love eating.
Who doesn't? Seriously, who doesn't? Right? So what was can we like pick a food? Can you improv about a favorite food you have?
What would be a favorite? I think pancakes are a part of the top five of my favorite foods, believe it or not.
All right. I'm cool with pancakes. Yeah. I like chocolate chip pancakes.
You like chocolate chip pancakes?
Yeah, they're so good.
Okay. So you want me to make up a song about pancakes?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Okay, here we go. I love pancakes. Do you love pancakes? What is man to do when they're faced with pancakes? But it's pancakes that make me feel brand new. She likes chocolate chip and I like maple. My grandmother's name is Table. She'll make them for me and she'll make them for you. And I promise you, you'll love them too. Oh, pancakes.
That was awesome, Phil. Bravo. That was great. So, like, how do you, like, from an outside perspective, how do you process this within seconds of words to put together?
It's more about a feeling. It's, you know, how I feel about them. You know, it's just like you're a host, or you're good at you know, getting on the radio and just talking and just having all your points in order and being your girl too, so you can be like, and this happened and this happened and this happened. That's a talent. That's a talent. I can't do that all the time. But when it comes to making up a song or something that's related to something and how I feel, it's just easy for me to blurt out some words and think of a melody, you know?
Yeah, but they flow. Like, that's hard to do.
You know, it's kind of like a guy and a girl in an argument. You know, they're in an argument, and the girl, she's like, and this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and then you remember when you said this and this and this, and that's all her points. And then it's his turn. He's like, well, what about that one time? Oh, no, that was me. I'm sorry. So, girls, it's talent. Certain people have talent, and luckily for me, making up songs is just, I can just come up, like a girl can come up with her points back to back in an argument, I can come up with words in a song back to back to back, I guess.
I think that was incredible. So I'm so happy you did that. Thank you. That was fun.
Oh, thank you very much. Anytime.
Of course.
I make up songs about pancakes.
Yeah, seriously. Why not? Who doesn't love pancakes? Anybody can relate to that song now, right?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, and I'm always on Instagram. Snapchat is in the thing. So I'm always on Snapchat and Instagram if you want to find me, Mr. Phil Wade. And I hope I bring some laughter to your day.
Yeah, seriously. So you also do designing, right? You design shirts?
Yes, most definitely. I have a Flex on the Devil shirt. It's a product of a video that I made right after the Trey song. I was talking about Rick Ross or making up some funny preacher video of him, and I just said, Flex on the Devil, like flex your muscles or whatnot. So people were laughing at it and saying, he said flex your muscle on the devil or flex on the devil. So my friends and I, once again, he said, hey, let's make up T-shirts and sell them. But I actually use them as a positive motivational tool to say flex your spiritual muscle or your mental muscle on whatever is oppressing you. The devil is whatever bothers you, whether it be your bills, whether it be one of your teachers at school, whether it be a bully, whether it be your baby mama, whatever it is, you just flex on and you try to think about something positive to try to flip that from a lesson to a blessing, you know?
Yeah, I like that outlook.
Yeah.
I like that outlook.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you also obviously dress really well, and I always notice you wear bow ties. Are you also coming out with bow ties?
Me?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I am coming out with a line of bow ties. They'll be featured on my website, philwadestore.com. And that's where I sell my Flexible and Devil merchandise and then my bow ties. And now I'm getting into a lot of ventures in fashion. That's always been a passion of mine. I had a passion for fashion, you know, since I was younger. So see that rhyme just now, passion for fashion.
I know, right? It just flowed so perfectly, unintentionally. So that was good.
Unintentionally, yeah. Yeah. So that's please be on the lookout for that very, very soon. And I love bow ties. That's my thing. I'm a Renaissance man. So bow ties are just so gentlemanlike. I love them.
Yeah. It's like bringing the old back to the current, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And then you were also in a recent film called The Holy Spoof, right?
Yes. The Holy Spoof, man. I partner with my homie, Isaac Yeoman. He's been a producer for like Drake and Rick Ross and a whole bunch of other artists, you know, Beyonce, Trey Songz. He was a platinum producing artist on their last project. And he's also a film director as well, man of many talents. So we put that movie together, and we showed it the first time in Houston back in December. Sold out two theaters, had the largest showing, independent showing since Kevin Hart at Regal Cinemas. So that was a major accomplishment, and we're doing a tour with that. You can check more at theholyschools.com. And I just had the opportunity to be around a whole lot of talented people. And it was just a funny, comedic short film. Yeah, just be on the lookout for that.
That's so awesome. So what are some goals you have over the next 5 years for your business in different areas?
Man, I just want to be traveling internationally, working on a one-man show where I have the opportunity to do the acting and the comedy and the music just in one big show. And I really want to travel. I want to do Vegas. I want to go overseas. I want to just be international, go in those House of Blues and those improv theaters, and just have the opportunity to just display my talents and my gift of comedy and music to the world. And definitely have, of course, my fashion line well good and running. I want hundreds of thousands of followers and things of that nature, so people can just absorb this art and hopefully be inspired to do their own as well.
That's so awesome. I know you'll get there. You'll definitely do that.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, of course. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Can you tell everyone how they can follow you on all your social media?
Yes, you can definitely follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat at Mr. Philway. That's two L's, MrPhillWade. Or on my website at philwadeonline.com.
Fabulous. And that also has your social media tags, too, on your website. I did notice that.
Yes, that has all of that on there as well.
Fabulous. Well, Phil, it was such a pleasure. I learned a lot about pancakes today.
Yes. I might have a few today.
Me, too. So it was such a pleasure. And I want to thank you so much for coming on. And if you have any fun things coming up that you're working on, I'd love for you to come back and we can promote that.
Okay, thank you so much again for having me on the show. It's been fun.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises, and stay tuned till next time.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Jay-Z Social Enterprises.